is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the wash of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, it's so good to be with you today here at Bible Home Church in Austin. And, you know, isn't it true that every day with our Lord Jesus does get sweeter and sweeter? And I was talking to Wanda this week about Bible Home Church, and we were discussing the fact that this church is so very prominent in our heart. I'll tell you, every day when the mail comes in, I know there's going to be at least a couple of letters from our good friends across America, tear-stained letters telling us about some of the tragedies in their home churches, false teachings, people even being put out of the church because they believe in the inerrant Word of God. And they're ostracized simply because they believe that God's Word is pure, that God has the power to preserve it. And if you believe in the King James Bible today, more and more you're being the target of very vicious attacks. I know that the Christian Missionary Alliance, a very large denomination, has actually, in one of its regions, put out the word to all of the pastors that if they taught that the King James was the only true and accurate Bible in English today, that those pastors would be severely punished. And this is the Christian Missionary Alliance. So these things are going on, and it's so wonderful to have a church like Bible Home Church where you have the liberty that is in Christ to teach the true and unvarnished Word of God. Now, as you know, we're old-fashioned here, and I believe that the great landmarks of the faith can never, never change. It's a very big problem that Americans think everything has to change. And so people are always after something newer and better and faster and more sensual and more sexy and more decadent. But you know, God's Word is eternal. And Jesus, the Bible says, is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I believe those things that are eternal, ancient, everlasting are the best. And someday everything that we see in this world around us is going to fade. But I do know this, we're going to have a mansion in heaven. Well, we're going to have a song for you in a moment about that mansion. It's by Walt Mills. I had the occasion to meet Walt Mills at a conference that I spoke at of the National Religious Broadcasters in Dallas, Texas, some years ago. And I met he and his precious wife. And I tell you, that man can really sing. But before we get to Walt's song, I want to let you know what we're going to be doing today. And over the next four or five programs here on Bible Home Church, it was only a couple of years ago that I did a series for my Power of Prophecy radio program and ministries, discussing Jesus. Now, you know, we had here a long series on who is Jesus, but this series was a little bit different. It exposed many of the false teachings about our Lord and Savior. You'd be amazed at some of the things they're preaching about Jesus, and I'm talking about some of the biggest names in America, the celebrity Christians, the so-called top name evangelist. You'd just be shocked. I was, and I was very saddened about it. But it is a sign of the last days. You know, Jesus himself asked rhetorically, he asked this question, When the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on earth? Well, of course, we know that there will always be the few who continue to believe in the ancient and eternal faith. Now, I pray that you're one of those few. And if you are, then I think you will be encouraged by this series of sermons that we're going to have beginning today. As I said, this is a rebroadcast of Power of Prophecy. And it went for 2 full hours on Power of Prophecy, so we're going to take you each week and give you a certain segment here on Bible Home Church. But we will take you through that whole 2 hours if you'll stick with us each week. Now, before we begin that, and before we begin Walt Mills' song for you in just a minute, I want to ask you a favor. You know, I don't request much of you, but I do need your help. We need your love gifts, friends. It's costing us quite a bit to send this all over the world, Bible Home Church. We hope we're a comfort to people that are sitting around listening in countries as far away as Romania and Yugoslavia. Maybe people sitting in the Soviet Union today, the old Soviet Union. Some of those areas, steadily, what few freedoms they had are now being taken away. Maybe they're listening and they need some encouragement. How about folks all the way in Africa and South America? They're listening too. Maybe in Cuba and in Red China, they can speak some English over there. They're listening to our program. We need to keep this going, my friends. Keep this voice of God's Bible Home Church. We do need your love gift to the ministry. Please don't forget us. We appreciate you so much. And at the same time, would you let us know any prayer needs that you have? We will pray for you. And I will bring your name and your need, what you need in help, whatever it is. Could be a sickness in the family. It could be a lost one that's not saved. It could be a marital problem of some kind. It could be that you have one of your children who needs some help. Maybe a child that doesn't know the Lord, or a child who's off going down the wrong path and not following God. We'll be glad to pray for you. In fact, not just glad to, that is really an honor and a privilege. In fact, every time I open up a letter and a Christian sister or brother asks me to pray for them, I just feel thrilled and honored. And that is, to me, the greatest compliment of all. And you know, God listens to my prayers. He listened to yours too. Now, I'm not anybody special, but I'm telling you this. I will pray for you. I promise. There is not going to be any letters that go to Bible Home Church asking for prayer that are not heeded. We are going to do it. That's my promise to you and to Jesus. Well, now here's Walt Mills. He's going to tell us about a mansion. You know, I believe in that mansion in the sky. I believe that Christ Jesus has already prepared it for us, and it's going to be there, and Walt Mills wants to invite you to his. And well, I'm going to go see Walt Mills, a mansion in the sky, when I get there, and maybe I'll visit you in your mansion in heaven in the sky. I think that's the north part of the sky, the Bible says, but wherever it is, we're going to be there. And then right after this message and song by Walt Mills, we'll have the message for today, looking at the false teachings about Jesus. And don't get too concerned about those false teachings now, because after all, there is a real Jesus, there is a true Jesus, and he is with us forevermore. Here's Walt Mills.
You're invited to my mansion over there. In my life I've struggled, and I've often known bitter tears, and riches have eluded me through all my many years. But some sweet day in heaven, a mansion waits for me, and I will open wide its doors throughout eternity. You're all conscience. Down here, I've never had much, but I've always tried to share. But all my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. You're invited to my mansion over there. If a flickering lamp you have in place of chandeliers, and boarded floors may grace the home you've lived in all these years. But just be true to Jesus, and someday when life is o'er, He's promised you a mansion over on the golden shore. You're all invited to my mansion. Down here, I've never had much, but I've always tried to share. But all my doors will be open over yonder. You're invited to my mansion over there. Invited to my mansion over there.
Going to be discussing my favorite topic, the real Jesus. Yes, the real Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of you probably think you already know about Jesus. You've read your Bibles and, you know of the gospel accounts and you may be surprised. You see, I'm convinced that very few people know about the real Jesus. Because today, and really looking at the real Jesus, we're going to be unmasking some false Jesuses. And you could be surprised. In fact, the title of today's message is this: The Millionaire from Nazareth, and about 1,001 other false Jesuses. Did you know that Jesus was a millionaire? He was one of the richest men of his day. He lived in a palace and had servants wait on him hand and foot. I suppose you haven't read about that in the Bible, but there are people out there preaching in major pulpits today that say that's true. I haven't been able to find it, but it might be in some of these new versions. I don't know. I'm going to talk about that. Did you know that Jesus never claimed to be God? And anyway, he was just a wandering sage, an itinerant preacher whose prophecies never came true anyway. Did you know that? Yeah, there's a Jesus out there. It can be described that way. How about the Jesus who wrote a sex manual? Well, there's a group up in Washington State. They've set up a whole so-called Christian ministry claiming that Jesus wrote a sex manual. There's the Jesus who's on the organizational chart of an organization from New York. You ever seen these organizational charts that are sort of like pyramids? Most of you have those at your workplaces. And I looked at this organizational chart and I noticed that Jesus was sixth. He was sixth down the chain of command. I think the Apostle Paul was number five. Had Jesus reporting to him. There's a Jesus that says you've got to be sweet and kind and good, and if you're not, you're an evil person. That's another Jesus out there. If you offend anybody in any manner of way, you're not of Jesus. Because Jesus never offended anyone. He loved everyone and showed his passiveness and goodwill and trust toward everyone. That's another Jesus. There's a Jesus who was in the flesh from all time and never was the Word of God, but he was the flesh from the very beginning. There's another Jesus who married and had children. We'll tell you about that Jesus. There's a Jesus who went to India and sat at the feet of the Indian priestesses at the high court of Isis and was taught everything that he knew. There's another Jesus that went across the mountains into Tibet and learned from the lamas there. You know, friends, there's a Jesus that died on the cross and went down to hell and was tortured, tormented, and beaten to a bloody pulp by Mike Tyson devil. I guess, had his ears bitten off by the Mike Tyson of devils down there. And fortunately, he was born again. He became a born-again man and overcame the devil. I guess he's another real-deal Evander Holyfield. There's a Jesus that doesn't believe in being born again. And there's a Jesus that says everyone can be rich. And we're going to be talking about these Jesuses today. Now, I want you to understand that there are movements on earth today that will tell you, huge movements such as Promise Keepers, Trinity Broadcasting Network, and many others that say, you know, I really don't care what you believe as long as you profess Jesus. If you just mention the name of Jesus, why, you're okay. Have you heard these people out there? Promise Keeper says that. Make these 7 promises to be a better father, to do this or that. And you can believe anything you want. You can read any kind of Bible version. You can have any kind of doctrine, as long as you believe in Jesus. Oh, yes. You're one of us. You're eligible to be a Promise Keeper. Is that true? Some people hate doctrine. They say we ought to get rid of all the doctrines and just believe in Jesus. It sounds so good and seductive. I mean, after all, nobody likes doctrines. You know, I was in the Air Force for over 20 years, and I remember going into what we used to call the Air Force Reference Library. You'd go into this room, and every military base would have it, every Air Force installation. And they would have bookcase after bookcase of regulations. It started off with Air Force Regulation 1-1. And, of course, there was 1-2 and 1-3. And pretty soon you'd be up to 176-16 and 342-1. The regulations went on and on. And then after the regulations, there were the tech orders, technical orders, that told all the Air Force working people out on the flight line fixing the airplanes and the missiles and such how to fix them. Tech order 1-1, tech order 1-2, tech order 1. And, you know, after a while, certainly after 20 years, I sort of got tired of all those regulations. And I said, well, I think I'll just go out and leave the Air Force, as much as I love wearing that blue suit and serving my country. And then, you know, God put me in the ministry, and suddenly there are other regulations. They're found in the Bible. They're commandments. And suddenly I realized that these have meaning. They have value, just as the Air Force regulations had value and meaning and were prescriptions for doing the right thing and for being successful. We have regulations, yes we do, my friends, a manual for living, the ways to do things, prescriptions for happiness and joy, and it's found in the Bible. And there are commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll follow my commandments. Jesus says that if you love the Father, you'll believe in the doctrines that I bring to you. Jesus said, my doctrine is not mine, but my Father's in heaven. Jesus had a doctrine. And I realize as a Christian that it's very important. And you know, I sort of appreciated the fact that there was not a whole library of reference books, but just one. The Bible. Just one. I like that. I got rid of a whole library of regulations and came down to just one that teaches you the heart of God. It's all found in the Bible. There are 66 books in it, but it all is one unified whole. Now, today we're going to be talking about the shocking truth of this Jesus. You know, I have found, and I'll never forget, I was on a television program up in Seattle, Washington, and I was debating a guy who was the head of some group called Fundamentalist Anonymous. He had started a 12-step program to get people out of Christian fundamentalism. And he and I were debating on this television program, and had a lot of people in the audience. It was sort of like a Phil Donahue or Oprah Winfrey, one of those kind of shows. And I was explaining to people why the fundamentalist view is simply that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is God and the Bible is real. And they brought the microphone out into the audience, and a fellow stood up and he said, "I am a Christian minister of a Methodist church here in the Seattle, Washington area. And I want to tell everybody on television, I do not believe like Tex Mars does. He is a hater and a bigot if he says that Jesus is the only way. And if he says that Jesus has to obey some ancient old book called the Bible, and that Jesus wants us to obey this ancient book that's outdated and antiquated, he said, I want people to know, as a Methodist minister, that's not my Jesus. I believe in a Jesus of love and compassion who would never send anyone to hell. And I believe that it doesn't matter what you believe, whether you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Hindu, everyone has God within, and everyone is going to go to heaven when they die. And Tex Mars is just a narrow-minded bigot, and it's people like him that make me sick, and they're an embarrassment to Christianity." And naturally, the host was delighted. It was a secular host, and he was thrilled to have a man who identified himself as a Methodist pastor to say such things. Now, friends, I ask you then, did this man tell the truth? I believe in one small point that Methodist pastor told the truth. Remember, he said this. He said, the Jesus that Tex Mars believes in is not the Jesus that I know. That's what he said. And friends, he was right. His Jesus is not my Jesus. And the Bible clearly says there is another Jesus. Why do I want to tell you this? Because I'm convinced that we're going into an era, we're going to see a world religion. It is already here. And you're going to be surprised about it. It's not going to be a menial religion that forces everybody to believe a certain way. That's not the way Satan does things. Satan allows you to believe any way you want. Satan is the most democratic person in the universe. He's pro-choice. You can choose your own beliefs, your own doctrines, your own commandments, your own ways of living, your own behavior and conduct. You can be an adulterer, a homosexual. It doesn't matter. Satan will accept you into his holy ecumenical church. And it doesn't matter if you say, I believe in this Jesus or that Jesus. He'll say, everyone is welcome. Except one kind of category. Those narrow-minded fundamentalist Christians.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please tune in next week as Pastor continues this series entitled The Millionaire from Nazareth and 1001 Other False Jesuses.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.